The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni. A bondage studio in Berlin can reopen as long as everyone wears masks.
I'm Tony Kornheiser, no problem. I've always worn a mask there. It's leather, covers my whole head, zips up in the back. Sometimes I even wear a leash.
Wow.
Not all the time, sometimes.
I don't want to be too judgmental, but I've never been a bondage guy. You know, bondage,
really?
You know, leather. A little worried about leather, other than the front seats of my car.
Yeah. Watch the movie Pulp Fiction. You'll see how it's done.
I remember
great
that.
Great scenes in Pulp Fiction.
I remember Pulp Fiction.
Crazy old man in his own attic. This is day 101. In today's episode, the Jets trade Jamal Adams to the Seahawks. The Knicks pick Tibbs. And Alex Smith says he is ready to play again. But we begin with baseball and the ripples from a positive test for coronavirus that have so far claimed 11 players and two coaches on the Miami Marlins. The Marlins' home opener tonight against the Orioles has been postponed. And the Phillies-Yankees game in Philadelphia has been postponed, presumably to keep the Yankees out of the visitors' clubhouse where the Marlins were over the weekend. Wilbon, what does this mean for baseball?
Tony, it's not the worst-case scenario, but it's a step in that direction. And it is that potentially, because you're looking at disaster here. If it gets worse, if you have more players test positive, if you have teams with multiple players, if this starts a situation that baseball can't get under control, then you're looking at the worst possible case scenario. And Tony, you know, there's so much we still don't know about the virus, how you contract it, the degree to which people suffer. And baseball's having to deal with all of this while trying to plan a season, not in a bubble, but where players go wherever they go after they leave the ballpark. And this is what you and I have been shaking our heads and worried about for months. Well, how can you have this without a bubble with so many factors you cannot control? And now we're just sitting back, Tony, just waiting to see baseball's reaction and how that spreads to other sports.
Yeah, well, even if you have a bubble, some guy gets out and says, I want to go to a strip club and order some takeout food. So even if you have the bubble, it doesn't necessarily work. But baseball and football don't have the bubble. I have to say that when I heard this today, my first reaction was, it has been such bliss for me to watch baseball the last 4 days. I have been so happy. But you and I both said 1,000 times, they can start the season, doesn't mean they're going to finish the season. In this particular case, your first priority has to be the health and safety of the players and the staff, and I understand that. But then you have to ask yourself about the integrity of the season. What if this goes through a team, and I don't think it'll only be the Marlins, it goes through a team, and you get quarantined, and you miss 10 or 12 games. How do you make up the games? It's a 60-game season with almost no days off. I mean, that's what you think of. What do they do if this happens with regularity?
But, Tony, the integrity of the season is secondary. It is. To the health and safety of the players.
I said health and safety first.
I know, but I don't even think of the integrity of the season. You play what you play, and you use percentages to determine perhaps your order of finish or who goes to the
really?
Playoffs.
Really?
Yes.
Everybody doesn't
yes.
get the same amount of
no.
games?
No, you can't go
you
on forever.
To.
No, you don't. And that, Tony,
you have
if
to.
You no, you don't. You try to get the season in as best you can. And that's what we're going to, I think,
season.
Ultimately hear. Whatever it is, whatever you want to call it, this competition you have staged, you get it in the best you can.
You can't go to the playoffs that way.
Sure you can.
You can't go to the playoffs if there's an unequal amount of games. In a sense,
in 81, they did it, Tony. They did it when they had a strike-shortened season.
Look, in a sense, this can work out because the Marlins playing the Orioles, two weak teams, is not a threat to the playoffs necessarily. And the Western teams and the Midwestern teams are not affected because you play in your own time zone. You go up and down in your own time zone. But, Mike, I think you got to make them up. I think you have to have doubleheaders. I think you have to try everything you can to have an even amount of games.
No, that's not even a third or fifth or ninth consideration for me. But let me just add this
real quickly.
So somebody
can play 60, and in your mind, somebody can play 41, and it's okay?
Maybe not 41, Tony, but they might have to play 51. They play a different number of games now when teams don't make up games at the end. It's only one or two in a 162, but it's still a different number. Real quick.
If there's a playoff involved, you have to have even amounts.
No, you don't. What? Why? Because you decree it?
We disagree.
We disagree. But here's something we may agree on. I don't know. What does this say about college sports on deck to start their training in college football? If you got professionals, people paid millions of dollars, and you can say to them, here's what we got to do. How can you say that to kids who move into their dorms fairly soon with other students who may or may not test positive? What does this mean for everybody else? They've all got to be looking at baseball. And right now, Tony, at this moment, maybe it'll get more encouraging. Right now, be scared to death. Let's move to the NFL, where the Jets traded all-pro safety Jamal Adams to the Seahawks for two firsts and a third. Adams had already asked for a trade, but last week upped the pressure by being critical of Jets owner Woody Johnson and head coach Adam Gase. Tone, who wins this deal in your mind?
Well, the Jets don't win the deal. The Jets have just gotten rid of a two-time all-pro player. Yes, they get two number one picks, which is wonderful, but this kid, Adams, was the number six overall pick. They're likely, because Seattle's a good team, to get picks in the 20s. They're going to be lucky to get one guy as good as Adams. So in terms of the strict win or loss, Seattle wins this. The Legion of Boom is gone. Sherman is gone. Chancellor Thomas, they're all gone. They have to rebuild their defense and bank on the fact that Russell Wilson has productive prime years left. They win because they're in the most competitive, I believe, division in all of football with the Seahawks, the Rams, the 49ers, and the Cardinals who are getting better. This is the right trade for them, Mike. They win.
I think so, Tony. Although if you're rebuilding, you could take the tact that we can draft, if we trust our scouting department, we can use those picks and we can draft players who become as good as Jamal Adams almost as early as he has, or as early as he did. Let's not make every single safety, like our dear friends who cover football, the most important player since Night Train Lane, because it always lasts a couple of years.
He's all pro 2 years,
yes,
two
Tony,
years already.
But he's in his third year, so why couldn't Seattle draft players like that? Or why can't the Jets? Whose drafting department do you trust more? Let me just say this. He's a safety who doesn't
cover. Is that a real question? Whose drafting department do I trust more?
Yes. Seattle's.
We do now. Jets.
No, but Seattle better get better at that. He's a safety who doesn't cover, a hybrid. A safety linebacker who's got 12 sacks, which is a lot from that position, but only two interceptions, which ain't much from that position. But look, Seattle knows how to cultivate these players. And so once again, these talents, we're talking about development. And if you don't trust the Jets to draft and develop, then what the hell? You're saying it doesn't matter what they have.
Mike, no, it doesn't matter. No, they are a perpetual 3-13. The 3-13 team, look. The Jets and the Knicks, who we're going to get to in a second, are
the teams
of my youth, and they both stink. And all both of them do is churn up coaches all the time.
Yeah.
They are, the New York Jets are always 3 years away. So I want to talk about the New York Jets. Seattle knows what it's doing, and it's shown it knows what it's doing. And in terms of this kid Adams, okay, maybe he's not as important as a standalone corner. Maybe he's not, but he's a weapon on defense,
which is
what they are known for. And Seattle's an 11-5 team.
Yeah.
They're going for it. Let's move to the Knicks.
Ugh. That's a great sentence to come out of your mouth.
The New York Knicks are reportedly finalizing a 5-year deal with Tom Thibodeau to become their coach. The Knicks are pathetic. They were 21-45 this season. They missed the playoffs for the 7th straight year, 7th. Wilbon, do you really expect Thibodeau to succeed?
Tony, succeed, it's almost, we're grading on the curve with the Knicks, right? I mean, so if the succeed. Knicks go to what does succeed mean? If they finish 500.
You got to make the playoffs.
Okay, if they finish eighth, that's not exactly winning anything. That's grading on the curve. Because they've been so pathetic for so long, I sort of think Tibbs could get them near 500, although I don't know how, because looking at their roster like you and I just did before we went on the air, we looked at the roster and both concluded there were two players that we wanted, the same two players. And so Tibbs can change the culture there to a degree, but this is ownership. And we deal with this with the Washington football team, and now we've got the New York basketball team, and they got a similar situation with an owner and a culture that we all feel has been toxic for years. So is Tibbs going to win a championship with these Knicks?
No. Look, he's a very good coach. They have no players. You can't win in that league without players. Stay with me. I wrote stuff down. I'm going to read it. Since Van Gundy left, 11 coaches in 18 years. Don Chaney, one full season. Lenny Wilkins, not a full season. Larry Brown, a full season. They're Hall of Fame guys. They couldn't succeed. Isaiah Thomas, two full seasons, but he was already the GM, so he doesn't count. Mike D'Antoni, three full. Mike Woodson, two full. Derek Fisher, one full. Kurt Rambis, not a full season. Jeff Hornacek, two full seasons. Your boy Fizz, one full season. And Mike Miller finishes it out. Only one guy went three full. There's no continuity except ownership.
None.
Okay, that's the problem there. Yeah. That doesn't work. So when you say, can Thibodeau succeed to a degree, but they don't, free agency, they're supposed to, nobody goes. They stink. Let's take a break. I hate saying that. I love that.
Oh, yeah, what an uptick you're on. What a good mood.
Alex Smith says his doctors have cleared him to play football, but will Washington agree?
And later, Justin Verlander says he's not out for the season. But can the Stros count on him returning?
Mike, baseball, you got to play the same amount of games.
No, they don't.
Or else you can't have playoffs.
No, they don't. You can't.
You can't just have one team play when it wants.
And they will. No, it's not when it wants. No. It's when it can. It's when
no, then
it's
you cut everybody down to the same amount.
No, they don't.
No.
They don't do that now.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We've got one more headline to discuss, and it centers on the remarkable recovery by Alex Smith. The Washington football team quarterback suffered a compound leg fracture in November of 2018 that led to 17 surgeries. 17. He's now been cleared to play by his own doctors and awaits word from Washington's. Wilbon, your thoughts on Smith's comeback attempt?
You know, I have long been a fan of Alex Smith. Back to when he was in college, Tony, I loved him. I wish my team had had sense enough to somewhere along the way get Alex Smith. And Tony, his record since 2010 is remarkable. I mean, this guy's won a lot of games. I know he has not been in a Super Bowl or won a championship. He doesn't have any rings. I get that. But I've run into Alex Smith. I root for him. You and I have gone through this with the Washington football team in a previous generation, two generations earlier, when Joe Theismann suffered this similar injury and never took another snap in the NFL. And we know Joe and have been around Joe. You worked with Joe. We played golf with Joe.
Yes.
And we knew he was never coming back. I hope Alex Smith can. That's all I can be is hopeful, Tony. I root for him in this situation. I don't know what the team is going to decide down the road.
So I don't think he will ever play for Washington again. I don't even know that he ever will play again because 17 surgeries is remarkable. And as you say, we referenced Joe Theismann, who wanted to play and could never come back. I think Washington's doctors will not clear him. They'll offer him a settlement so he doesn't kill him on the cap and say you're free to go wherever you want to go if you can go somewhere. And I think if that happens, it'll be a terrible PR hit for Washington, which suffers terrible PR hits all the time because they're going to be depriving him of a chance to play. Let's go to the record that you talked about. Since 2010, his record as a starter is 75-35-1. How's that?
Facts.
Is that good? He's got 142 touchdowns and 48 interceptions.
Terrific.
He never had more than 8 interceptions in a year. That's Jameis Winston by lunch is 8 interceptions. So Dwayne Haskins may be good in the future, but he is not now, and neither is Kyle Allen, as good as Alex Smith would be if he were healthy, if he were in fact healthy. And plus, he could teach them, Mike. He helped mentor Patrick Mahomes.
You want him around. So, yes, you do, Tony. And by the way, why couldn't he be your backup? Maybe he could be your backup. I mean, Alex Smith, you know what, Tony? He's been almost disparaged, even though the phrase itself is not disparaging, game manager. As if that's some, you know, how damning somebody to hell to call him a game manager. But those numbers that you cited, Tone, including the games, winning the games, he's way more than a game manager. And he's a great teammate. And everybody loves him everywhere he goes.
Yes.
And it would seem like he'd be the kind of human resource you would want in a locker room.
He was 6-4 as a starter in Washington. Nobody recently has been a winning record. It would be the most remarkable comeback, but I'm not sure it's going to happen. Let's take one last break. Still
hope
to come.
Happens.
Where does Shohei Ohtani's terrible start leave the Angels?
Yeah, we'll leave you to answer that one, Mr. Shohei cheerleader. And where does Lou Williams' trip to Magic City leave the Clippers?
Well, it leaves Lou at least with some food. Because everybody goes there for takeout food.
Wings.
Everybody.
I've been there for that.
Oh, stop it. You have not taken out food from a strip club. Stop.
Wings. I'm telling you the answer, and you're not listening. You're not put the hat back
sweet
on
Lou.
So something can get to your brain.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 32nd birthday, Ryan Tannehill. A bust in Miami, a bonanza in Tennessee. Tannehill was drafted number 8 overall by the Dolphins in 2012 out of Texas A&M. He played 6 seasons in Miami and played for 5 different offensive coordinators and 3 different head coaches. This lack of continuity had to be a contributing factor to Tannehill's 42-46 record and his rather ordinary numbers, including 123 touchdowns and 75 interceptions. Miami traded Tannehill to Tennessee in 2019 for 2 low-round draft picks. Tannehill was expected to sit on the bench and watch Marcus Mariota play, but Mariota faltered, and once Tannehill got on the field, there was no point in taking him off. He went 7-3 as a starter in the regular season, 2-1 in the playoffs, losing to Kansas City in the AFC Championship game. Tannehill led the league in passer rating, threw 22 touchdowns to just 6 interceptions, completed 70.3% of his passes. He won Comeback Player of the Year, made the Pro Bowl, and he got rich. He signed a 4-year deal worth up to $118 million, and in Nashville, that's Taylor Swift money.
I got 2 words for you and for him. Derrick Henry, all right? Tannehill was the number one play-action passer in the league. Hello, that means he's dependent on having a fake handoff to a guy who's a home run threat and devastating physically to opposing defenses, all right? Derrick Henry, thank you very much.
Happy anniversary, Jose Guillen. On this day 22 years ago, the Pirates right fielder uncorked a guided missile in the thin air of Colorado to rob Rockies hitter Nathy Perez of a triple. The ball goes off the wall, over Guillen's glove, and he picks it up on the warning track. As he throws it, you hear the announcer exclaim, "Look at that throw from right. The throw is perfect." We can all think of great, even iconic throws. Ichiro made a few, Willie Mays made a few, Vlad Guerrero, Dwight Evans. But over the years, Pirates right fielders made more than their share. First, there was the great Roberto Clemente. Running on him was baseball suicide. Later, there was Dave Parker. These guys had hoses. The throw to home is the most exciting play in baseball because there's always a run involved. But the hardest throw is from right field to third, and you can't do it any better than Guillen did.
No, you can't, Tony. And watching those Pirates do that, it's amazing that one franchise could have multiple people do that. And as a kid, a little kid, Roberto Clemente was synonymous with right field arm. But I, you know, the older I got, man, Dave Parker, Tony, as you mentioned, he threw so many ropes from out there. It was amazing.
On a melancholy trails to Regis Philbin. Regis died over the weekend, a month shy of his 89th birthday. He lived a glorious life in television. He was on TV more than anybody ever. He started in the 1960s, getting a break when he was the second banana to Joey Bishop on a late night talk show. That show didn't last, but Regis did. If he did not invent morning TV talk, he perfected it. His shows with Kathy Lee Gifford and Kelly Ripa were huge hits. People looked at Regis as a kind of everyman who found himself in a glamorous situation and struggled to keep his feet on the ground. In the early 2000s, he was picked to host Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which became a runaway hit. Everyone saw how he asked, "Is this your final answer?" as if he was rooting for the answer to be right. In a word, Regis Philbin was relatable. And on a personal note, he loved this show, and we loved him. He watched us all the time, talked about PTI on his own show. He did 5 good minutes on our show in 2008, and they were 5 great minutes.
Yeah, and he didn't just watch us. I mean, he gave us advice at the very beginning, as Tony knows. He was encouraging, he was supporting. The four lions of television who really helped launch this show, Maury Povich, Larry King, Regis Philbin, and Bryant Gumbel. Did I get that right, Tony? And Regis was
absolutely
there
right
for us all the time. We miss him.
Absolutely right. And Wilbon, you've got an omission.
Tony, I do have an omission. I'm always ripping Kyrie Irving for doing something I don't like. He contributed or has committed $1.5 million to WNBA salaries of women who opted not to play this season. $1.5 million. Good for Kyrie. And good for the women.
Let us go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Justin Verlander has a forearm strain, but disputes a report that he's done for the season. Your thoughts?
Man, he's a tough old dude in addition to being uber talented. I hope he'll be back. Think he'll be back. Because he says so. Shohei Ohtani did not record him out in his first start for the Angels. How concerned are you?
Well, he's coming off Tommy John surgery. Look, if this happens a second time, I'd be very concerned. We're going to give him one pass here. 40-year-old Nelson Cruz went 4-for-5 with 2 doubles, 2 homers, 7 RBI, and 4 runs against the White Sox. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Yes, I'm a Cubs fan who's rooting for the White Sox, rooting for the Southsiders. You can't give up 27 runs in 3 games. Where are you guys? Come on now. Coyotes GM John Schaiker quit 1 week before the Stanley Cup qualifiers. Tone, your thoughts?
You can't do that. You're the GM. They're about to go into the play. No, you can't quit on the team. Wait a week and a half when they get eliminated. Last one, Lou Williams in a 10-day quarantine after visiting Magic City in Atlanta. Appropriate?
Is a 10-day quarantine appropriate? Yes, it is. You're out. You've got to come back. You got to have negative, 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 negative. That's the deal.
Out of time. Try to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knucklehead. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts.